Good morning and praise the Lord, dearly beloved, and to the church in the house. This is God's word for today. And today we're reading from the book of Genesis in the third chapter, beginning in verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou was naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Under Adam also and his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever. Thou, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden the cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of tree of life. In this passage of scripture, we learn that God put man in dominion, and Satan's desire is to turn man from God. When man failed, as he continues to fail, the consequences imposed by God were and still can be very severe. This lesson helps us to understand that God has given us his word. He inspired holy men to write the holy scriptures for us to live by. And if we live by the holy scriptures, all the promises of God will come to fruition in our life. And when the Lord Jesus Christ comes to get the righteous, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. But the scripture also teaches us the soul that sinneth shall die. And so when we go contrary to the world of God, or the word of God, we're not in the will as he want us to be, because he want us to be demonstrators of his word, his love, his kindness, his compassion. But the enemy wants us to be like him, to have hatred in our hearts and bitterness and be in rebellion and disobedience to the will of God. People of God everywhere, I know that Satan's on the prowl and he's seeking to destroy us. And he's seeking to manipulate our minds by causing us to be concerned about the atom, this Adamic nature that we're in. But the Bible teaches us, if we choose to walk after the Spirit, we will satisfy the things of the Spirit. And God will baptize us with his Spirit. And with his Spirit indwelling us, we have power over all the power of the enemy. Nothing by any means can hurt us. And we can resist the devil and make him flee. So let us be careful as we go forward. Let us walk in obedience to the word of God. I've come to believe that all my past failure and frustration were actually laying the foundation for the understandings that have created the new level of living I now enjoy. Tony Robbins. Love God, love others, and love yourself. Again today, let us pray. All wise and eternal God, in the holy name of Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord, we give you thanks, praise, honor, and glory again today. God, we thank you for this opportunity. God, because we know that you're God and you're God alone, it's you that have made us and not we ourselves. And if you had not decided to let us see this day, we would not see this day. So we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. We hallelujah. God, we shout hallelujah to you. Hallelujah, God, because your love and your compassion has provided us this opportunity. God, and so we are asking you as we embark upon this day to go and perform the tasks that you set before us. God, that you please be so kind as to forgive us anywhere and everywhere we failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, that you will envelop us in your favor so that the tricks and the lies and the snares that Satan set for us, we will be able to discern those things around us as we move forward. God, because we know that we've been loaded with a new load of benefits today that will keep us, God, as you would want us to be kept. We remember, God, as your word teaches us, with you on our side, you're more than the whole world against us. Your word teaches us, since you are for us, then who can be against us? So we give you thanks, we give you praise and honor and glory. And as we move forward today, God, we move forward knowing that we are to be demonstrators of the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because, God, we know that it takes faith to please you. So our faith comes from hearing the word of God from preachers that have been sent by you. God, so we are asking you this morning to look into every church everywhere, God, and look on every pastor, God, particularly those that are attempting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. God, and the more they seek to try to preach and to teach this gospel, God, the more they lean into it, the more you do it, God, and for everyone, there are still those in Christianity that fight against the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, but we pray, and I'm asking this morning, save those pastors, baptize them with the Holy Ghost, that they will know what they've been fighting against all this time is what they really needed to empower them to withstand Satan. God, and so we ask you, God, to just let them preach and teach without fear, favoritism, or compromise, but to demonstrate this gospel with purpose, with pride, dignity, and diligence, helping those that don't know that there is a way out of the darkness that they're in they can walk into the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, we give you honor, we give you glory, God, to let that be, God, hallelujah. And we ask you, Lord God, as our faith is increased from the hearing of your word, God, that people are going to turn their homes into God presence homes through reading the word together as a family, praying together as a family, God, hallelujah. And when they realize that they begin to do these things together, they get out to the church house, they're going to hear the pastor, God, and the pastor is going to bring clarity and understanding and provide them with knowledge and wisdom of the knowledge that in their homes, God, they're going to turn their homes into God presence homes where love and joy and peace and happiness, God, God, and singleness of heart in some places once was, but it left. In some places it never existed. It's going to come, God, and it's going to present itself. You're going to take your spirit and drive out every spirit that's in that home, God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, hallelujah. And there will be love and joy and peace and happiness, togetherness and oneness and singleness of heart, God, in that home, hallelujah. So we thank you for it, God, because only you can do that. And we're asking you, God, to strengthen the hearts of those that have lost loved ones. God, their hearts are heavy, they're struggling to move forward because in many cases, the loved one that was lost was the sole provider for the family. But God, hallelujah, we know that you're going to help them to understand that if they will hear your truth and they will turn to you, God, hallelujah, that you will be there for them, that you will provide the means for them, God, to move forward, and you will comfort them and you will console them and you'll strengthen them, that they will pull themselves together and they'll live their lives in such a fashion that they'll give you glory and honor and joy, and you continue to make ways for them, and then they'll share that wisdom from others, God, as their paths cross with those that have lost loved ones. So we thank you, God, for the comfort. We thank you for the, God, the consolation in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, and we know, God, hallelujah, that the preaching of your word increases our faith to the place that, God, that because your wrath, your fury, indignation, your anger is loose in the land and you are doing things that impact in people's lives in such a fashion that some people are losing their homes, they're losing their vehicles, they're losing, God, their places of employment are being ripped up and torn apart, God, because you are you're seeking to turn people's hearts to you, God. But there'll still be some that they'll just overcome by the spirit of the Antichrist, that they won't turn to you, they won't look to you, they'll feel like everything is within their own power. But for those that humble themselves and turn to you, God, and they cry out, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I've failed you in word and deed or in thought. God, and you're going to restore their self-sufficiency, you're going to restore their financial independence. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, you're going to restore their capacity to take care of their families and support their families. God, to support the church, hallelujah. God, in many cases, God, you're going to cause people to understand, God, that they're not going to rob you anymore, that they're going to give you what's according to your word, that they should give back to the church, God, hallelujah, to show gratitude and thanks for the mercy, the love, the kindness, the compassion, the grace, God, that you've shown to them, God. And so we thank you, we praise you, and we honor you for it, God, because now we know, God, hallelujah, that you are the God of restoration. God, you are the God of salvation. You are the God of comfort. And we thank you for it. We praise you for it. Hallelujah. And we're going to continue to preach it. And we're going to continue to teach it. We're going to continue, God, to demonstrate it, to help those that are still in darkness because they're choosing to stay in those circles that they're running in, that they are in that circle. They can't see the light because they're all, God, just enveloped in that darkness that they're in. But God, I'm praying and I'm asking you, God, if you'd be so kind, that there are some people that's running in those circles that have good hearts. They're good people, but they just have not really been taught the baptism of the Holy Ghost as you intended, God. And so they just really don't understand it. But we're asking you, God, hallelujah, to let some of the saints, God, that you baptized with your spirit, walk into their lives in humility and meekness and share with them, God, hallelujah, the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to share with them that, God, we too were just like that. And we didn't know that we didn't know, just like they don't know that they don't know. But when they give ear, God, hallelujah, open their heart to receive the truth. And when they begin to cry out to you, God, you're going to save them from this underworld generation. You're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, that they're going to turn things around in their lives, and they're going to begin to impact the lives of the people in those circles that they run in that rejected the gospel, talked against the gospel, and didn't know that they were overpowered with the spirit of the Antichrist. God, hallelujah, but you're going to turn things around for them, hallelujah. Thank you, God, and they're going to turn, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. God, they're going to turn and they're going to believe and they're going to trust you and they're going to cry out to you, God, hallelujah. And they're going to recognize, God, that the enemy, for those that had never come to the knowledge of the truth, God, the enemy have pulled them back into the darkness because they allowed their feelings and emotions to control their decision making. And now they're back in that darkness. Some never got out of the darkness, but they have seen what can happen if they can come out of that darkness. And when they begin to seek you and pray and cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, God, you're going to save them from this underworld generation by the baptism of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. And you're going to restore those that were saved and slip back when they cry out to you. Lord, anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, please forgive me. God, I knew better, but I allowed the enemy to get in my ears and I allowed myself to be overpowered by his logic, the secular logic. God, as opposed to holding fast to your word by faith in you. God, when you hear that sincerity, you're going to restore them. You're going to bring them back. You're going to get them back on the right path in life. God, and when they begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth, hallelujah, God, you're going to move by your spirit. God, and they're going to walk and talk and demonstrate and help others to see they can come out of that darkness too. They can walk in the light of the knowledge of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And God, and not only that, for those that are living by having faith in you that you can heal, that you can deliver, God, because when we look back across time, as we even read from the scriptures, Lord, how you wrought miracle after miracle, God, simply by the spoken word, God, hallelujah, you opened blind eyes, you opened deaf ears, you took paralysis off people, you took leprosy off of people. God, all of these different things that were happening, you just by your spoken word, you let it be so. And we're believing and trusting you today, because we know that you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so we believe that when people begin to cry out to you in those sick beds, lay up in those hospital rooms, God, where they're crying out to you, God, in those rooms, in those nursing homes, those where they're convalescing, God, and where some are in those rehabilitation centers, God, they're struggling to try to get their life back together, God, get their mobility back together, God, you're going to hear their cry. And when you hear their cry, God, you're going to bring about healing. You're going to bring about deliverance, God. And you're going to, even when it takes a miracle, and they're going to cry out to you, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, hallelujah. God, and they'll even while they're desirous of this deliverance, God, hallelujah, they're going to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me anywhere and everywhere I failed you in word and deed or in thought, and heal my body. Hallelujah. God, in Jesus' name, help us to trust you. Help us to believe your word, because you said that you're the Lord God and you change not. You're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And what you say to one, you said to all. God, and your word is forever settled in the scriptures, can't be broken. So help us to just understand that if we follow your word and do what you've charged us to do according to your written word, according to the Holy Scriptures, when we please you with our observance, God, of being in obedience to your word, our observance of you as God and God alone, realizing it's you that have made us and not we ourselves, realizing it's you that have chosen us, not that we chose you, so saith the scripture. God, and we thank you, we praise you, we honor you for it. Hallelujah. God, and the doctors are going to be amazed. All the nurses and everybody that work with people in these nursing homes, these caregivers, God, even at home, they're going to simply be amazed or astonished at the miracle that you wrought, and they're going to turn their lives over to you when they see it. So everyone, God, hallelujah, that believe you as we trust you, as we believe in you, God, hallelujah, because we belong to you, as Solomon said, hallelujah. Amen. As Jesus let us know, hallelujah, amen, that when he laid down his life and sent back the Holy Ghost, we've been bought with the shed blood of Jesus Christ. We have the now the indwelling of your spirit, and as he was, so we should be today. And even Solomon said, since I don't belong to myself, how can I direct my own path? Looking at your consistency, Lord, looking at your love, your mercy, your compassion, your kindness, God, we're going to cry out to people, and people are going to recognize. I know they were sick. I know that what they were going through. I heard the doctors talk to them, and this had to be God. Hallelujah. And even the medical professionals, when they're conferring with the family, hallelujah, they'll say, this had to be God, because everything that we were doing was getting us nowhere. But I heard them praying, and I heard them crying out, Lord, I know you're a miracle worker. They'll testify, Lord, to the family. I heard them praying, telling God that they knew that he could work miracles, and because what he has done, he still could do. And that would be their testimony, and the people will come, and God, and people, they're hopeful and prayerfully, they will turn their lives over to you. They will begin to seek you in sincerity and in truth. They will begin to cry out to you and save me, Lord, from this underworld generation. They'll cry out, God, as we often say, as I often say, Lord, God, save me from me. God, if I can be saved from myself, God, I know that with the baptism of your spirit, God, the outside sources, God, I can resist them by the anointing and the power of the indwelling of the Christ of God. Hallelujah. God, in this, the enemy can't do, God, anything to me except I yield to him. But if I resist him, he'll have to flee. So I thank you. I thank you, God. I praise you. I honor you, God. And we're striving to live by your word. You have provided us with the indwelling of your spirit that we can live by your word. We can do the things that are written in scripture. We can do the things that have been done. God, hallelujah, because you are the miracle worker. You're the great healer. God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, God, you are the God, the deliverer, where people, the spirit of Satan is manipulating people's minds and have bound them up. God, you can deliver them from those spirits, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And prayerfully and hopefully, when that happened, those people that allowed Satan to manipulate their mind to speak and to teach contrary to the gospel, God, they're going to see you in operation, that they will turn and fall on their face and begin to cry out to you, Lord, please forgive me and save me like that. Hallelujah. So we thank you for it, God, and for those that will be testifying about how you restored their self-sufficiency and their financial independence. We thank you for those, God, that will cry out and tell people. We know that when you lose a close loved one, It's heavy on the heart, but if you continue to look to the hill from whence cometh your help, hallelujah, God will comfort you, and he will console you, and families will begin to testify. When you pray together with your family, God, and you in that home together, everybody in that home pray together, God, they're going to discover, hallelujah, God, that you are a savior. You will save. You will baptize with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus the Christ. So we thank you for who you are. We trust you for who you are. We thank you for providing us with your word. The plan that you provided us is for good for our salvation and good for our healing and deliverance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Hallelujah. God, and we continue to cry out to you, Lord, for those that don't know you yet and the parting of their sin, as they cry out to you in sincerity and in truth, that you're going to baptize them too with the Holy Ghost, that they too will have the indwelling of the Christ of God, hallelujah. God, and they're going to turn away, God, from walking after the rudiments of this world and secular wisdom. They're going to follow in your word. They're not going to be just murmurers and complainers, but they're going to be people that show gratitude. They're going to show hospitality. They're going to show love and compassion in the name of Jesus the Christ when you are saving their homes, God. So we thank you. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. But we know that until that day shall come that we get caught up to meet the Lord in the air. Hallelujah. As the Bible tells us that when he stand in the God, Jesus shall stand in the clouds with power and great glory with the trump of God and the voice of the archangel. And when that trump shall sound, the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then those that are alive and remain on the earth shall be caught up together to go meet the Lord in the air and shall forever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God. I thank you. Hallelujah. God, but we know that until that day shall come, that the enemy is still doing what he does. He's on the prowl, seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. God, people's minds to not believe in you. But we know, God, that you're going to continue to keep us enveloped in your favor. And you're going to maintain our cause. God, hallelujah. And we're going to lend our ear to you as you lead us and guide us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. God, and we know that we're going to continue to believe, God, that according to your riches in glory, you're going to supply us with whatever it is that we need to be and to do whatever the charge you placed upon us. So we give you thanks, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory, God, for all the love and the compassion, the mercy, the kindness, God, that you've shown us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. So help us, God, to move forward, realizing and keeping in mind that you have saved us, that by us, others can be saved. So we thank you again today for who you are. Keep us, God, hallelujah. We know that your wrath is loose in the land because people are becoming worse and worse. God, they are manipulating your people. They're taking advantage of your people. God, and the wealthy are just making rules and regulations and things that's going to help them maintain their wealth, but it's going to bring a greater position, God, on those that don't have as much. But we know today that you're going to turn it around. You're going to protect your own. You're going to shield us and protect us and grant us the wisdom to know how to get through all of this hardship and all this adversity. And we're going to get caught up and come home to be with you as our hope and our prayer again today. And we thank you for it. In the holy name of Jesus the Christ, we pray. And we do believe that we're going to have what we ask, because we do ask it in Jesus' name, and we believe it so. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to you, God. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. People of God everywhere, remember, things are not as bad as they seem. Nothing can happen to you that God and you can't handle. And you keep telling yourself, I'm healed, I'm delivered, I'm prosperous, and I'm saved right now. And you believe it because God knows what's in your heart. And when he discovered that you really believe every promise that he's made, he's going to manifest it in your life. So you be patient, endure the process. And again today, you go well and be safe. And remember, as you would that men should do unto you, do ye also unto them.